All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pipeline Pioneers, a show designed to help the community build the best revenue pipeline, to learn from the community, to learn from the experts, to learn from the leaders in the B2B business. I'm excited to have Laura from Dream Data, all the way from Copenhagen, as our guest today. Laura, welcome to the show.
Manoj, so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for joining us. So, Laura, as you know, the pipeline is the heart and soul of any business, right? And generating pipeline, it takes a village, right? It's not just a BDR responsibility, not the marketing. It takes the whole company to come together in concert to generate the pipeline, right? Why don't you, we kick it off by introducing yourself, and in your role, how do you impact the pipeline for pipeline generation efforts for Dream Data?
Yeah, my name is Laura Erdem, and I'm the sales leader for our Americas team at Dream Data. So as the name says it all, like, sales are measured about nothing but pipeline and revenue closed. And sometimes in the hard times, it's a hard role to have because, when the hard times hit, what am I worth if the revenue is not hitting the actual numbers that were planned and so on? So it's, yeah, contribution to the pipeline and closing the pipeline all the way. I still do take customer calls as well, attend customer calls too. But another part of pipeline generation is also LinkedIn initiatives. So I am very active on LinkedIn through social selling, which also represents the brand a lot and brand awareness that helps the clients to find us. And at the same time, I do run the social selling initiatives at Dream Data as well, which enables everybody at the company to do as best as they can to represent the company in front of their buyers that are marketers and operations, and they're always on LinkedIn. So this is how I contribute to revenue.
That is awesome. You do a lot, Laura. So your team must be proud of you and lucky to have you on their team.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So, Laura, last year was hard, right? At least here in the United States, we had a lot of macroeconomic headwinds. At the same time, B2B slowed down, and we all made a lot of mistakes, right? And very few companies actually hit their revenue goals. When you look back in 2023, is there something that stands out to say, you know what, I wish I had done this thing differently? And what was the learning that you would share with our audience?
Yeah, I don't think that the hard times are over. That's also another thing. It's like you're still seeing, like, when are you like lowering those rates, dear feds, and so on? Yes. Because we're still waiting for a lot of mergers, acquisitions, and so on in the startup area. So, like, predictability of your business and revenue closed was a big issue last year because you don't know what's coming. And you don't know which companies are going to be out of business. The channels that used to work before, like, let's say, oh, if we invest $100,000 in paid ads, we know that we're going to get X amount of revenue if you're good at mapping those. Last year, it was a bit of a ride to map that out. And I think that's also the reason why a lot of marketers lost their jobs. It's not only because of that type of lack of predictability, but it's also because it's so difficult to prove what I'm doing is working. So it's both the market conditions that are playing against you, but also it's like, I'm not able to show this to anybody because I know it's going to work. So it was not an easy year, and it's not over. It's going to continue, I think.
We're starting to see some positive signs, but I'm with you. We are not completely out of the woods. So what was the big learning that you'll say you took away from last year?
Personal connections. So what is happening? People are not just buying from you because you made a perfect paid ad or you bought a specific webinar that brought you the leads that you were able to close, but the actual connections with people. That's what is bringing in the predictability. So when speaking about what is it that we're investing more money into this year are the actual personal connections, events, dinners, being on social and being yourself. So that is also a connection in kind of a way because, well, you have seen me so many times on a video, it's like, oh, if I met that person, I kind of feel like I know him or her. And it's so much easier to trust your money to the company that people are being represented of, because you know that, well, I can be open with them. My problems are these. Or even if I am going to churn, I'm going to give you the reason why I'm churning, because the times are hard. But next time we need you, or the next job that I get, you're going to be back in the mix. So the personal connections are so much back, because when the money pot is out and we're not just shoveling more money into paid, this is where we're going at.
It's all about the authentic connections.
I agree.
That's great. That's a great learning. So now 2024 is here. We have new budgets, new initiatives, new numbers, new goals. Is there something, and we do new experiments, right? Is there something that you are excited to try out? Something that's new, something that's innovative that you feel that, you know what, it's worth giving it a shot to build and generate the pipeline in 2024?
Yeah, it's mostly the part of personal connections. How can we bring people together and be a part of that circle where we're not sellers, we're helpers to help you figure out, how do I generate more revenue with marketing? And then later, when you do have the money, or when you started that free product to start with, then you will be able to come back to Dream Data as well. So it's, again, personal connections with people, like events. And the coolest part for me is to still experiment on some of the things, like, how can you stand out? Okay, most of the people are talking, oh, events, we're going to do more events, we're going to do more dinners and so on. And if you're an executive, like Manoush, you must be getting so many invites to one thing and another, and a dinner and the executive briefing, whatever that is. How do we stand out and bring that authenticity to people? It's like, what type of things they would be excited to join? Like, just drinking events? Do I really want to go there? I've got a family. And like, or maybe I'm not going to go there, but I was going to something else and I saw branded entity or some other people that, like, those smaller things that you can catch people's attention to feel like, okay, they do both respect my time. They're not pitching me at the event, and they're building value for me, and are a little bit crazy, because B2B is boring. And if you bring in crazy and fun into the mix, that plays as well.
So personal connection was a learning in 2024. The big initiative is, let's do something different, something that gives value other than, you know, free food and drinking for your community, for the attendees that are attending the conferences or the personal events. So I love it. Now let's switch the gears here a little bit, Laura. We are going to play an interactive game. So I'm going to share my screen with you. Here you have 100 pennies, right? And your goal is to invest these 100 pennies, distribute this investment of 100 pennies in a way that generates the most optimal pipeline for your business in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We all know that growth comes from different channels. The art is, how do you distribute the budget that you have, in this case, 100 pennies, in a way that you generate the most optimal pipeline?
For sure. Well, you have to give 50-50 to sales and marketing. So we're putting 20 to sales, 20 to marketing.
All right. 20 to sales and 20 to marketing.
Not product, marketing.
Oh, sorry. No. Here we go. 20 to sales, 20 to marketing.
Yes. Then we're landing 20 to event-led growth.
20 to event-led growth. Here we go.
And then we're putting one into brand.
One into brand.
Two into community.
Two into community.
And one into customer.
Yeah. I love...
I need more pennies. Manoush, I need more pennies.
We all do, right? We all do. But the art here is to figure out, how do we distribute these pennies that we have, right? This is great. This is a well-diversified portfolio, as they say, right? You have put your pennies. So, Laura, let's take a look at what community is doing. Where is community investing their 100 pennies? Where is community betting their 100 pennies? So this is a chart that shows you, you know, a couple hundred experts, practitioners from late last year to this year, right? I'm going to overlay your bets on this chart to show you the comparison. When you look at this, When you look at this chart, is there something that surprises you?
Well, it doesn't surprise me because I know that this is the reality we're in, that sales are usually much more valued for revenue generation. And I constantly root that, like, it's just the matter of how are you distributing and how are you working together? Because marketing is very often, underrepresented and undervalued often. And besides that, I'm surprised that events are not on top of the benchmark as well, because, well, it's kind of okay, but it could be more, because that's like, especially after COVID and all that was happening, people were going to events like crazy. That was the time when you were like, oh, now everything is open and like, let's flood yourselves with events. But now it's back to kind of, we still miss those conversations, but we need to go into quality of those, because I think that's where the growth is. So yeah, these three are surprising and not really surprising anyway.
This is great. This is great. Laura, thank you so much for joining. I would love to come back in a couple of months and see how your bets on events, community, and marketing and sales are playing out. So thank you so much for joining. I'm sure our community is gonna get a lot of value out of the insights that you've shared.
That would be so much fun. Thank you so much, Manoj.
Thank you.